Don't do it. Don't hit the button. I know you want to hit the skip button. That's what podcasts are great for, because you can see the ad coming and you're like, I'm going to just skip this. Skip, 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 and get onto the aftercast, which I love that. I'm glad you like what we do. But just for a minute, don't hit it. Take your finger off the button. Don't hit skip. This is way more important than just some ad wanting to sell you something. We've partnered with Food for the Hungry, FH, as the cool kids call them, and they do amazing work with children that are vulnerable all around the world, and they get them the help that they need through people just like you.
Yeah, and just think about this. A little over a dollar a day can help your sponsored child, as well as other children in the community, get food, a better education, clean water, and medical treatment. So you can help end poverty right now by visiting fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show.
And the cool thing about this is, A, it helps the child and the community be better, because if you just have one child that's being helped, the community is still suffering, and it doesn't create a sustainable long-term solution. So that's what I love about how FH works. But then the other great part of this is you get to interact with that child. You can formulate that relationship with them, and you can write them and encourage them, and because they have really hard lives. And so the fact that you get to be a little piece of Jesus to them every day is a gift. So thank you for, if you've made it this far, not hitting skip, and maybe just go ahead and pop on over to fh.org/Wally Show and think about sponsoring one of our FH kids right now, because every minute that we wait is another minute, week, year, month that these kids are waiting for someone to come in and help them as well. So check it out, fh.org/Wally Show. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All those things we didn't get to during the course of the show today. I should just put that like on a recording and we just dump it in every day, because I say the same thing every day.
Put a little button on.
I know I'd love to like be creative enough to like come up with something different, but really it's a quick little howdy to get us into what we do and get to the stuff we didn't get to during the course of the show.
Us talking about the intro is kind of an interesting intro.
It's making it different.
Yeah,
it's what I strive to do. Boy, this was a weird story. You know how everybody does those gender reveal parties? That's like the latest thing. I had forgotten about this one that went wrong. So there's a couple who did a gender reveal party in Southern California, but their gender reveal, the thing that they used to kind of generate the pink or blue smoke, was a pyrotechnic device, and apparently it sparked one of the big wildfires.
Oh no.
And it gets worse. Like it killed a firefighter.
Oh geez.
They have been charged with involuntary manslaughter.
That stings.
Like, how wild is that to go from, oh, we're celebrating this moment and just trying to have fun like everybody does on you know, the internet with a gender reveal, to that thing costing somebody their life? And like, also it destroyed 5 homes and 15 other buildings.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
It got way out of control. And they tried to put it out. They were using bottled water and they called 911. So, I mean, it's obviously an accident. But to charge them with involuntary manslaughter, like, what would be the proper, like, restitution or punishment for this? Because jail time isn't the answer, obviously. I would think that that's obvious to people.
Yeah, but I'm sure that there were rules about what is allowed right now, because you're probably going through a drought. When are you not going through a drought? So you knew in advance what was right or wrong.
Yeah, but yeah, and I get that. Like, they messed up. Obviously, they messed up. And no one thought, but they weren't malicious. Their intent wasn't malicious. I mean, and that's why they give them involuntary manslaughter. But that could carry a sentence with it that could then alter their lives as well. It's just one of those bad, unfortunate situations that escalates.
Mm-hmm.
And jail is not the answer. I mean, do you fine them? Like, you know, and then...
But then what about that firefighter's family?
Yeah, I know. I mean, it doesn't solve their problem. None of it solves their problem. Whether it's jail, fine, anything, none of it changes it for them. But I mean, even if I was that firefighter's family, I would be like, I wouldn't be advocating for them to be punished, like, in going to jail or things like that. You know, I mean, I know it's easy to say that from my position because I didn't lose somebody, but I'm just kind of wired that way, and I know that family member that's a fireman, regardless of how it started, they like what they do. They put themselves in harm's way, you know, and it just went wrong for them that day, you know.
But do you think the equivalent of that would be like, you know, your daughter, Haley, she works at a coffee shop. Well, a customer walks in and he accidentally sets the place on fire. Well, then...
Yeah, but I mean, it's, again, like, yeah, it's not malicious intent. Like, he didn't do it on purpose. Like, if he, you know... it would be a tragedy, but do I think the person should go to jail for not doing something on purpose, like as an arsonist? No. Arsonist, absolutely. Yeah. I wouldn't want that sort of restitution.
Well, of course, everyone knows not to set a building on fire, but he brought matches with him, and it was a funny joke.
Well, no, say it was like, because they weren't even trying to be, like, outrageous. They weren't trying to do something wrong. Say he, like, walked into the coffee shop and wanted to light a candle or some incense because he enjoyed it with his coffee, mm-hmm. and it set the place ablaze. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, you have rules. You probably shouldn't bring your own candles into a thing. And so, yeah, would I be torn up, devastated, angry, all of that stuff? But I still wouldn't say that person should go to jail for that crime, you know, kind of thing.
Even if Haley is dead from
Yeah. I mean, look, I guess maybe having a brother that went to prison gives me a totally different perspective on it because of how bad it is. And people that, in my opinion, shouldn't be there. It doesn't solve anything for anybody. It's not like you're having to teach them this lesson by putting them in jail mm-hmm. to make them a better person. Trust me, they're probably already feeling that, like, oh my gosh, the weight of this is horrible. And like, jail isn't going to solve that. It's not an equitable punishment for what they did, kind of thing. That's just my opinion on it personally.
Yeah. My opinion would be I do get the jail time.
Do you really?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Gavin's like, what?
I'm with you in the sense that I feel like I would step into forgiveness and not wanting to, in essence, again, like, I think that it depends on how dumb you were being with your accident.
Right.
But I don't think I would punish someone for years on end for that type of accident. But again, I do think it can depend on the level of...
A kid driving recklessly in a car and swerving and cutting people off and thinking he's in NASCAR and things like that would probably frustrate me if it ended up killing one of my family members. I feel that's different than the gender reveal thing. Mm-hmm. You know, even that is a different layer. I mean, that's why we have judges. That's their job, is to figure out inside of the spirit of the law versus the letter of the law.
And these people aren't in jail yet, right? They're currently being charged.
Exactly.
So they'll figure it out.
Exactly. Hopefully. Yeah. I would doubt they would serve any time. I would hope not. But if Betty's the judge, oh boy, look out.
I'm ruthless.
You're getting
look
it.
Look at me.
She is throwing the book at you. Speaking of jail and fines and all that kind of stuff, three members of the GOP House lost their appeal over their mask fines. Do you guys remember this, where the congressmen, inside of Congress, congressmen and women had to wear masks as per the edict by Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House? And so a couple of them did their votes and their speeches or whatever from the floor without a mask because they said they were following the CDC guidelines. Because everybody says, follow the science, all the political people, follow the science. And so their argument was, we are following the science. The science said, I'm vaccinated, I don't need to wear a mask indoors, yet they still got fined $500.
We played like a clip of audio where Fauci was like on a news channel and he said, like, if I'm vaccinated and you're vaccinated, we could play a pickup game of basketball indoors tomorrow.
Right.
Like, they confused. They're so bad.
Yeah, it is a little confusing. One of the doctors for the Congress said that he wrote that the mask requirement and other guidelines should remain unchanged until all members of the floor have been safely vaccinated. So I guess they're going through that thing of where if everybody isn't, then, you know, you still have to do mask mandates. And this is where it gets a little murky, too, because any private business can still require you to wear a mask. I still see signs all the time that say, you know, if you're not vaccinated, please wear a mask. But it's not really something that's enforceable, and they're not even enforcing it anymore. I went to a bike store. I was in Utah, and I went to a bike store that had a really creative way of asking you to wear a mask that I thought was really good, and it worked. They were like, hey, would you mind wearing a mask? Many of our employees are in the process of being vaccinated. Mm-hmm. So basically they're saying, look, we're taking these steps, but we're just not all fully protected yet. Would you be kind enough to, you know, help us out in this time? And mm-hmm. I thought that was really good. Like, that was not offensive. It wasn't domineering. And it also speaks to that whole thing of the whole reason for the mask from the very beginning was like, well, it kind of protects you, but more than that, it protects other people, which that I never understood. How if it keeps it from getting somebody else sick, why would it not help you not get sick too? But whatever. that just made no sense to me. But I thought that was a good way of handling mm-hmm. the situation that can be a little dicey from time to time. So mm-hmm. what do you got, Lady Rock?
So Tarek, you know him from Flip or Flop.
Yes.
With his ex-wife, Christina, now.
Because they had a show where they flipped houses in California. And they did amazing work. The stuff they flipped was junk, and they turned it into these multi-million dollar homes. But they had a very public split and a public divorce.
Yes. Well, now they're having a very public flipping out on their HGTV set. So apparently there's no audio or proof of this, but there are people on the crew that are claiming that Tarek started yelling at Christina, claiming he made her, that she's, quote, washed up loser.
Oh, wow.
And that he enjoys watching her fail.
Oh, wow.
That he is winning because his now wife is way hotter and richer. So who knows if this is true or not.
Yeah.
But this is the rumor that's going around, that the claim of what was going
all
on.
All of that sounds plausible to me. Like
I've never seen the show, so I don't know what he's really like.
Yeah.
But
I don't have a problem believing any of that, just because of human nature. Because when you're hurt or you're scorned, you go to the most base level and you're trying to hurt somebody. Yeah. And like the, I made you. I had a partner of mine yelling at a producer of ours who he had been friends with him before me. He was the one that brought him in. And like, I got to love this guy. He's a great producer. But he was like, I made you. We were on a plane and he was yelling at him, and he went to the I made you card. And I was like, dude, no, come on. He's worked hard. You gave him an opportunity, but he made the most of that opportunity, you know? And, so I've seen that, and I know that mentality, and I could totally see that happening from this guy, man. Totally.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens, if audio will pop up or not. I mean, everybody has a phone on them, so I wouldn't be surprised if something does.
But Tarek was a weird story, too. Like, there was a nurse that noticed a lump on his neck on the show and was like, crazy. Hey, you should probably get that checked out. You got it checked out, and had cancer, which was bizarre.
But now he's doing well.
Yeah, ish. Not mentally.
Well, apparently. Physically, maybe. Yeah. Birthdays?
Sure.
Yay. All right, we've only got one.
Oh, special.
John and Elizabeth, they want to wish their oldest child, David, a happy birthday. awesome dad to his daughters. They're very, very proud of him. They said David started his current company when he was 15 as a landscaper.
Good for him.
That's so cool.
So what was your first job as a teenager?
I mowed lawns. I had my own business. I did not do as well as David, obviously. But I had business cards made up, and I would I would tow my lawnmower behind my bicycle.
You said you made business cards.
I did.
They like post-it notes that you wrote stuff on, or did you actually go and make like very official?
Oh, you mean like really, really nice ones? No, I handmade them. I was like 14.
Nice.
That's better, actually. And the internet didn't exist like back then.
True.
Like, so you had to like literally go to a printing place and have them make it. Like, now you could knock it out and go get
so
the labels and you can make it. So, no, I had to hand make them and cut them and stuff. Oh. Yeah. So
that's actually really cool.
Yeah, that was my first like thing. But then I realized, boy, I don't like mowing lawns.
What?
I still have to mow lawns today.
What? How old were you when you first started working?
Oh, when I first started working, I was like 8. Like I used to go to work with my dad in the summers, and so he would like have me working. Now I was always, I mean, it's 8, 9, 10, you know, like, so I would do little jobs. This is mainly to get me out of my mom's hair, I think. But he would give me little jobs to do on the job site and stuff. And so I started learning that business really early on. But I worked with him full time from the time I was like 15. Every summer I worked full time, and then I worked with him out of high school full time and stuff. And I thought that's what I was going to do. I thought I was going to take over his business. But then it went under. So they changed some regulations on dredging, and it totally messed up that business, and it was like it wasn't profitable anymore.
What was the first thing you put on when the first time you made a resume, what was the first job per se that you put on that resume? Did you put your 14-year-old landscaping business on your resume?
No, I didn't. No, I put working with my dad down because okay. that was my basic work history. Like, you know, some people have like Chick-fil-A jobs or whatever. Yeah. Like my daughter can put that on. I didn't have any of those. I worked at a surf shop when I was in high school. So I would have put my surf shop down, my dad's job down. And then the worst job I ever did was cleaning air conditioning ducts, like where I had to crawl in them, three stories up, and like that was a horrible job. I had that one. Mm-mm. Like, what's your work history, Gavin, outside of the shoe store?
The first job I had, I guess I was probably 19 when I started being a desk clerk in my dorm at college. My parents didn't have me work through high school all because I was doing. Soccer, and I was doing all these AP classes, and I think in retrospect I wish I had worked and had just gotten something under my belt and put a few dollars aside, but they just didn't have me do anything, so I just didn't work.
It's a weird choice. Like, I went through that with Haley. I'm like, you know what, I want you to work, and you don't have to work a lot, but I want you to work. I want you to understand what it's like, and you have to prioritize your time and your fun, and I thought it was a good lesson for her, and so it set her work ethic, because I have a strong work ethic from my dad, and it set that early in her, because like every place she's gone to and has worked since, she moves up really quickly through it. Yeah, she excels in it. Now, I can't get her to clean up her room at home, but she's great at work.
I do think if you're just not going to work, you have to, if you're a parent and you're saying, hey, you don't have to work,
right?
But I think you should say, like, you have to just crush everything else you're going to do.
Yeah.
Because if you're not spending time working, then
you better be an A student.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you work in high school, Rock?
Yes.
Where did you work at?
Summer camp.
Oh, summer camp. Okay.
Which is the daycare that I ended up working at for a while once I graduated high school.
So you never had to work like at a fast food job in high school?
No.
You did. You worked at Cracker Barrel for 3 hours when you graduated.
It gets shorter and shorter every time.
Yeah. How long?
It wasn't 3 hours, but
was it a day?
It definitely was.
It might have been 3 days.
What was the result of you?
Because my boss from my daycare job called me and said that a teacher had just quit.
Oh, okay.
And that she would be willing to give me a raise in my own classroom.
So she's just going back to a better situation.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So and she turned in the apron.
Customers are horrible people.
Oh, I believe. Oh, wait, I eat there a lot.
Yeah. But it's just difficult. Sure. You don't realize how mean people are.
I
don't
believe that.
Oh, people aren't that mean. Oh, yes, they are.
I couldn't work in like a service industry anymore because of people. I've gotten too old to just placate people or tolerate their nonsense. Like, I would, unless I was working in a really wealthy place where, you know, all right, if you just suck it up, you're going to have a huge tip and you're going to make a bunch of money. And then maybe I could do it. But I would end up snapping there and like end up having to leave, probably escorted out by police.
Escorted? I think you'd be proud of that, though.
Oh, yeah. I have a very low tolerance for people and their shenanigans or them treating people badly. Yeah. Like, that always gets me. I hate watching people, you know, treat a server badly or something like that.
Yeah, I get that.
Well, I think that is going to do it for the old Aftercast here. And, man, as always, thanks for being a potty.
Thanks for being a potty.
Thanks for being a potty.